I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Gordon Lawson, CEO at Conceal, provider of an intelligence-grade zero-trust technology that protects global companies of all sizes from malware and ransomware. To learn more about our sponsor, Conceal, visit conceal.io. Also joining us is Larry Hogan Jr., who served as the 62nd governor of Maryland from 2015 to 2023. To learn more, visit larryhogan.com. Governor Hogan, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
Gordon, great to have you back on.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
So, Governor Hogan, we do a lot of research. I'm not sure a lot of people know just how much you've contributed and helped the cyber workforce in Maryland. Just to put one figure out, we have about 3.5 times the number of cyber engineers, cyber fighters in the state of Maryland compared to the rest of our country. So you have to tell us, you know, what techniques have helped, you know, what have you done? How has Maryland reached this point?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me. It's great to have this opportunity. And Maryland already had some kind of advantages going for us in that we were the, maybe you guys would argue, but I like to say we're a cyber capital of America because we're home to the NSA, U.S. Cyber Command, NIST, and the Cyber Centers of Excellence. And so the state of Maryland was already a place where we needed all this talent. But we also recognized that the need for cybersecurity was not only important for all the emerging threats, but also that we needed to produce a workforce to meet the needs of all of this huge demand from both the federal government and from 1,300 cybersecurity companies we have headquartered in the state. So we started at an early age with an access initiative, which required computer learning in every single classroom throughout the state. We put a huge emphasis on STEM education with lots of different programs. And then we have 17 colleges or universities that are centers of cyber excellence. We have about 110,000 cyber-related computer science professionals in the state. And we had an initiative called Earn Grants, where we worked with private sector companies to help them design the training, and then we would pay for it at the state level through federal and state dollars. And we created an apprenticeship program that focused on cybersecurity. So I think we produce a tremendous amount of talent in the state, and it's really helped us put Maryland on the map. The 17 centers of cyber excellence is more than any other state in the country.
By far. And Maryland is a leader in a lot of ways. In fact, the state was the first to ban TikTok. Now we have 30 states. How big of a threat is TikTok, in your opinion?
Well, I think you guys probably have a better understanding of the threat than I do. But I can tell you that we took it very seriously. And when the director of the FBI testified before Congress about how serious the threat was, and the federal government was warning us, and our state professionals were very concerned, the federal government wasn't taking action. And so we decided that, you know, it was critically important for us to try to address this with our state devices. We saw the threat as being something of critical concern. So we took action to make sure it wasn't on our state devices or that people weren't utilizing TikTok on their state equipment, at least. Many states followed us after that. And we also pushed the Biden administration to take similar action. And I think the federal government finally took the action that they were recommending that the governors do. You know, now we've got to work with the private sector to try to make sure that we've got the right technologies to make sure that, you know, these vulnerabilities aren't still part of the networks, even though we've asked people to stop putting this on the devices. And we're watching it, but I think some of the damage may already be done. And that's why we need to work with companies like Gordon Lawson and Conceal to figure out, making sure we're safe.
So, Gordon, let me turn to you and ask about threats. I don't know where we start, maybe ransomware and credential theft, because those are the two biggest challenges we see right now. Headline news, the city of Dallas, other municipalities have been under attack just in the past week. What can you tell us about the threats facing state and local governments right now?
It's obviously a crime that's going to go after folks that may not have the highest levels of protection. And, you know, I think Governor Hogan did an amazing job in Maryland of beefing up the cyber tools that the state had. But a lot of states, you know, maybe smaller states, and obviously Texas is not a smaller state, but it doesn't really matter. The threat actors are going to go after these individuals, these entities, because they know that there are some deep pockets there, being government backed. and they might be willing to pay some of those ransoms to get system, critical systems back online. So we view the SLED market as ones that need good cyber protection, and they also need to get it with great value. And that's something that we're really focused on at Conceal. And a lot of these threats are coming through phishing emails, through the browser level. And that's where we're able to, I think, provide some great solutions.
So, Governor, behind Maryland is, you know, quite a few states with significant resources. But then we also have, as Gordon mentioned, smaller states in the country who don't have quite those resources. What message do you have for governors of those states, for the administration of those states to prepare themselves?
First of all, I think we need to work with the private sector expertise to make sure that we're investing in the right tools to protect ourselves. And I think small states particularly can do that because they don't have the ability to do it, all of the work internally. But when we're preparing against, you know, cyber threats, I think, you know, we saw it as, and this is on a big scale or on a small scale, it really comes down to people, process, and technology. And so, you know, I think whether you're a large state or a small state, that we've got to put the funding in to the budgets to make sure that we support and create kind of a whole of state approach for cyber technologies. And, you know, the state needs to work together in conjunction with our federal, state, and local governments and the private sector. And we've got to invest in the training and the technologies to try to prevent, you know, some of these threats. And you got the right processes in place. You got to get the key people hired. It doesn't matter if you're the smallest state, you know, or your local government is just as important.
So, Gordon, how do we make that happen? I mean, you've done a great job. You've been one of the leaders in our space reaching out. You know, here you are with the governor. How do cybersecurity companies do that? How do they engage a governor? How do they engage, you know, high-ranking officials to develop these types of relationships?
Well, I think there's a piece of this is not about selling your own technology. It's about a holistic approach. It's about making sure the community is aware of how severe the threat is. And so, you know, I think what you've seen with what we do at Conceal, Steve, is we want to be thought leaders in the area. Make sure folks understand that it's not just a phishing email that could cause havoc. It's a phishing email that leads to credential theft where someone's putting in their username and password. There's just certain tactics here that aren't even super novel. They're getting more sophisticated, but it's the same old tactics. And we need to keep educating the state and local community that this is going to happen. And the threat actors are going to target you specifically. And so I think it really is about awareness and education. And as the governor said, operating with the National Governors Association, the RGA, the DGA, operating at these levels and really getting, I think, at the policy level, the understanding that this is a threat that's only getting more severe and we need to work collectively to defeat it.
So Gordon, Conceal is based in Augusta, Georgia. There's a major military cyber presence there. Talk to us a little bit about that area and what you're doing to help recruit more cyber positions.
Well, first off, I'm going to do a shout out to Maryland because I went to the Naval Academy. So I started my military career in Maryland, but, you know, and have a fondness for Annapolis and the state, and have had some, you know, we lived in Virginia, so we were very close by. When we moved the company to Augusta, Georgia, very similar to what's going on at Fort Meade and with NSA, Fort Gordon in Georgia is the second largest concentration of military cyber in the country. And so what we said is we need to be, I think it's actually a national security imperative. Commercial cyber companies, not just defense contractors, but commercial cyber companies need to be in these areas of excellence. We need to recruit veterans. We need to be a part of the higher education ecosystem, which I think we've done really, really well in Augusta. And we're actually the first international non-peer defense contractor to be headquartered in Augusta. And I just think that it's critical that we continue to invest in areas like this. There's more of these. San Antonio is a great one. There's some areas like Huntsville, which is, you have Redstone Arsenal, not necessarily cyber, but just kind of a great military ecosystem with some good universities. The well-known areas like Austin and the Bay Area, they have lots of cyber companies, but we need more in places like Augusta. I think the venture capital community in America, one of the things that I've been working on is to bring the venture capital community to our headquarters and be able to see the potential that's there and how we can really, I think, change people's lives by giving them an opportunity for almost unlimited employment by getting into this field.
So, Governor, I'm not sure if you know how popular you are in the cybersecurity industry. Just yesterday, your name came up. I was talking to David Powell. He is the CEO of Federal Business Council. They're the producers of the Cyber Maryland Conference. He calls you a star. I know you don't want to be called a star, but nonetheless, you were there. And it was really important, you know, having the governor come to a conference like that was really, really important. Talk to us about that and maybe what some other states can do.
Well, you're right. I don't know that I should be called a star. Maybe Gordon Lawson is a star. maybe you're a star. But, it was just really important to me, not only because, I saw the need. I saw the threat. Our most important job as governor is to protect our citizens. And so I knew this was a threat at the federal, state, and local government level, and the private sector level, down to the individual level. So, I was already passionate about, even though I'm not an expert on cyber, I knew how important it was. And I knew that we had to be protected. But I also knew it was a critical industry. It's one of the top two industries in our state. So, we've got a great, healthcare sector, but our cyber and IT sector is very, very important from an economic development and commerce perspective. And for putting people to work is a big part of our educational system and higher education. So we're creating more well-paying jobs for the people of our state. And, I try to, that's a great conference and really smart professionals that certainly have much more expertise than me, but I was honored to be able to attend the conference almost every year to thank them for the work that they're doing and to let them know how important it was to us at the state level.
Well, they'll be at Hyattsville, Maryland again this year, December 6th and 7th. If anyone's interested, they can head over to cybermarylandconference.com. I don't know, Governor, are you available on loan to other states? Maybe we could bring you to Georgia and somewhere else.
Well, I was chairman of the National Governors Association. I'll share this with you. When I was chairman, I led an infrastructure initiative, and we made sure when they were doing the infrastructure bill at the federal level, neither the Democratic plan nor the Republican plan even mentioned the word cyber. And we made sure that cyber was included in that bill, and that there's now money available to invest in resiliency and, grants for state and local governments and everybody's taking it seriously. So I have talked to all 50 governors about the importance of cyber, and sure, I'd be happy to come down. Gordon, I'm my good friend, Brian Kemp, and, I'm sure he's already a big believer in what you're doing. But if I can help talk with him or any other governor, I can tell you it was critically important to us, and we're going to continue to talk about it.
Steve, I can just jump in here. I think there was something it's great. A governor's role is, as Governor Hogan said, is to protect the state, and you have the National Guard at your disposal. If there's a natural disaster, you're going to deploy those National Guard troops to protect the populace. The interesting thing about cyber is a cyber threat moves at the speed of light and can be, I think, maybe not as catastrophic in terms of loss of life, but it could be if a hospital was attacked. It could certainly be more catastrophic from a dollar perspective. And so I think about these things, and this has to be something that is just a critical part of the dialogue as we continue. And I think that we have a great venue here to continue it through podcasts like this and with the message we have out there about just how severe and how sophisticated these nation state backed threats are getting in the cyber domain.
And to your point, Steve, the Maryland National Guard has a huge cyber contingent. It was working very closely at Fort Meade with Cybercom and NSA. And so we are very proud of the Maryland National Guard and their role in cyber and working together with some of our great Maryland companies, too.
Well, we're going to be heading down there ourselves in December, so I don't know if you'll be around, Governor. If not, we'll have you come back on the podcast. But it was great to meet you and appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Steve, and thank you, Gordon, for all the great work that you do at Conceal.
Yes, sir. Pleasure to be have you associated with the company, and thank you for the time today.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Gordon, thank you, and we'll have you back on shortly.
Wonderful, Steve. Always a pleasure to be here.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. This interview is sponsored by Conceal, provider of an intelligence-grade zero trust technology that protects global companies of all sizes from malware and ransomware. To learn more, visit conceal.io. You can keep up with all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.